We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, lovely viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us.
For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is
in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, EBS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel Sad. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, Channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. and Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Rotarians help to prevent malaria in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. In Eco News, United Kingdom researchers find that plants in cities significantly help carbon storage. In Veg News, South Korean physicians and dentists promote the cruelty-free diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 24, is the Independence Day of Ukraine, observing its autonomy declared in 1991. West of Russia and adjacent to the Black Sea, Ukraine is the second largest country in Europe. It is home to many fine examples of architecture, showing Ukraine's rich cultural heritage. These include the beautiful St. Sophia Cathedral and the Kiev-Pechersk Lavra, an outstanding monastery complex. Both are part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. Dedicated to environmental protection, Ukraine has many safeguarded areas, such as Podalsky Dovdry National Park and the Askania Nova Biosphere Reserve, a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. Among the numerous prominent Ukrainians are acclaimed poet Mr. Taras Ryorovich Shevchenko and esteemed opera singer Ms. Maria Sokil Rudnitsky. We wish the gentle-hearted citizens of Ukraine a splendid Independence Day.
Flying news. Hurricane Irene pummels the Caribbean. After strengthening into a hurricane early on Monday, August 22nd, the storm made landfall in Puerto Rico, prompting nearly 800 people to seek refuge at emergency shelters as it uprooted trees and caused rivers to overflow their banks and flooding roads. The storm also left 800,000 households without power, and Governor Luis Fortuño requested that the U.S. government declare Puerto Rico a disaster area for access to emergency assistance.
Moving westward, the rapidly intensifying storm hit Monday night as a Category 2 hurricane just north of the island of Hispaniola, shared by the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Over 1,000 Dominican residents evacuated their homes, with the government closing schools and cancelling over 30 flights at Santo Domingo's International Airport, as well as diverting cruise ships from affected ports. In neighboring Haiti, officials also evacuated residents from vulnerable areas as the country, which is still reeling from the devastating 2010 earthquake, braced for potential floods and mudslides. Meanwhile, meteorologists along the U.S. Atlantic seaboard continue to closely monitor the hurricane, which is forecast to hit there as an even larger and stronger storm.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to see if help is required and to go, if possible, to render aid to those most in need. She added that emergency funds would be available.
Our appreciation all Puerto Rican, Dominican and Haitian officials and agencies working to secure the safety of those in the storm's path, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. May such weather extremities be minimized as we strive for gentle regard of all inhabitants on our shared planetary home.
Fukushima evacuees may not be able to return home. On Monday, August 22nd, Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano warned that a large area around the quake and tsunami-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant may remain a banned entry zone, even long after the facility is stabilized. This announcement followed survey results by the Ministry of Science and Education, which revealed that radiation levels within the 20-kilometer exclusion zone around the plant far exceeded legal limits, with some areas even higher than levels found within the nuclear complex itself. Specifically, readings in 15 locations showed annual exposure that could be over 100 millisieverts, including one where it could reach 508 millisieverts, compared to the government's 1 millisievert annual radiation exposure safety limit.
Several Japanese media are reporting that Prime Minister Naoto Kan, who will be visiting Fukushima Prefecture this weekend, is expected to inform residents that their homes may remain uninhabitable for decades. The government is also reportedly working on measures to compensate the estimated 80,000 evacuees who had to flee after the March 11th disaster.
While we are saddened to hear this distressing news, we thank the officials and personnel working to ensure safety and halt the nuclear crisis. May the day soon come when all may enjoy a stable and secure environment through humanity's more eco-caring stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thế giới em hãy bừng tỉnh dậy nhìn ra kia sông nổi ngổn ngang sâu rừng dậy chết vẫn non mòn suối cạn chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Này đại địa, xin bớt cơn quằn quại, cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ, hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười trên suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ, để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối, xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật, chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản lai. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo, ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát Thiên Thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trong luân. bừng tỉnh dậy, anh ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 518. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People in Iran, Jordan, Libya, Palestine, United Kingdom, United States and Yemen are among those demanding greater human rights and equality through their government, social and political changes that serve the best interest of all fellow country persons.
United States. In a decision commended by students and immigration rights activists, the Obama Presidential Administration announced that international students without proper residency documentation and other low-priority immigrants will not be subjected to deportation efforts, with an estimated 300,000 people currently engaged in deportation proceedings who will have their cases reviewed and may be given work permits.
Jordan. The Jordan Times reported that legislators in the nation's lower house of parliament on Sunday, August 21st, approved drafts of an anti-corruption law as part of a range of amendments encouraged by King Abdullah to address the demands of protesters calling for reforms.
Palestine. The Palestinian News Network reported on August 22nd that the World Federation of Trade Unions has launched an international campaign for recognition of Palestine as an independent state, along with other conditions such as Palestinian prisoners being released and the halting of harm to all Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Center for Development and Media Freedom spoke out against Israeli arrest on Sunday, August 21st, of journalist Asid Amane.
Iran, reiterating an earlier call from U.S. President Barack Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged for the immediate release of U.S. hikers Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale, as she spoke out against their sentencing to 8 years in jail.
Yemen. Shura Council President Abdulaziz Abdulghani, who was the third most powerful political figure in Yemen, passed away on Monday, August 22nd, of wounds he sustained during an attack on the presidential palace on June 3rd.
Libya. Although it was discovered that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's two sons had not been arrested as previously thought, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton stated on Tuesday that Libyan National Transitional Council Chair Abdel Jalil reported to her that the revolutionaries have assumed control of 80% of the capital Tripoli.
Also on Tuesday, the activists succeeded in entering Colonel Gaddafi's presidential compound, with Reuters reporting on a local radio address made by the Libyan leader the next day, in which he stated he had withdrawn sometime earlier.
Meanwhile, Egypt formally announced recognition of the National Transitional Council as the legitimate government of Libya.
As we mourn the loss of lives and sympathize with the injured and suffering, we pray that the conflict in all nations may end, and that people everywhere decide to live in shared freedom and dignity as a peaceful world.
much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points, and I hope it works. That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright to have freedom, because they are children of God. They are right to demand it if they don't have.
Hôm qua còn nói cười, ai cũng khen đẹp đôi. Hôm nay đã hóa buồn, muốn khóc chẳng nên lời. Nàng mới vừa 29, hàng xóm vừa chia vui. Giọt máu vừa mới nhớ, cũng theo mẹ lìa đời. Hai linh hồn vô tội, một viên đạn lạc thôi. Lòng tôi quá bàng hoàng, nhìn anh đầu đéo tang. Biết nói gì chia buồn, người tiễn ruột bầm gan. Tuổi đời tôi non nớt, không dành lời khôn ngoan. Viết tạm viết dẫm phần, mong thời gian hàn gắn. Chiến tranh ôi tàn nhẫn,
let peace be here now.
Supreme Master Television's anniversary celebration to be live broadcast on Saturday, August 27th. Everyone can join Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary musical extravaganza as it airs live from Pasadena, California, USA. The two-part entertainment program will present the world premiere of The Real Love, a new musical inspired by a heart-rending true story. Hosting this celebrity red carpet event will be multi-Emmy nominated veg actors Grant Alexander and Ed Begley Jr., along with acclaimed veg actresses Christine Bauer, Elaine Hendricks, and Hayley Marie Norman. Also presenting will be California State Senator Curran Price and Oscar and 9-time Emmy-winning vegetarian actress Cloris Leachman as guest speakers.
A Real Love, directed by multi-award winner Chris Shelton, will star acclaimed musical theatre actress Joanna Ample, Tony-winning Broadway stars Daisy Egan and Katie Huffman, and Tony nominees Adam Pascal and Robert Torti, plus many other celebrity guest stars. Specially featured are the heartfelt poems of Supreme Master Ching Hai set to song, with original music contributed by five esteemed U.S. composers, Oscar and five-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasher, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and two-time Grammy winner David Shire. A special guest performance will also be given by the internationally renowned singer-songwriter Don McLean.
They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
As the day's highlight, Supreme Master Television has invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to be the guest of honor, sharing a speech as her donations will be presented to multiple charities for this meaningful occasion.
With gratitude to all artists, dignitaries, and friends involved, we especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her special presence and blessings of support. May this event be a memorable one that unites all of us in the spirit of peace and love.
You make my life flowing like the river water.
Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration featuring The Real Love will be live broadcast starting at 2 p.m. Los Angeles time and 2300 Central European time.
Love to sit on the riverbank, remembering the tears in your eyes when you spoke of the suffering in this world.
Save Our Planet. In Myanmar or Burma, the Asia News Network reported on August 20, 2011, that villagers renewed their calls for the halt to a controversial new dam project, the Kiang Sua 10, saying that extreme and repeated flooding endured for years from existing dams has not yet been addressed.
Save Our Planet. Students from the University of Warsaw in Poland unveiled in mid-August 2011 an updated prototype of the Droplet, a 40-kilogram three-wheeled vehicle that can travel up to 659 kilometers on 1 liter of gasoline.
Save Our Planet. The China Oil subsidiary of US-based ConocoPhillips reported on August 21, 2011 that it is assessing potential damage to wildlife and the environment after finding 9 new sources of oil spills from a platform in the North China Sea's Bohai Bay.
Warning news. According to an August 18, 2011 report from the US Environmental Protection Agency, at least 10 people across several states have fallen ill with infection from dangerous E. coli, which originates from animal sources such as livestock, as an increasing number of recreational waterways are found to be contaminated with the bacteria.
I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there, I'm Laguna.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
Today, we have a tip about adopting a cat friend when you already have a feline companion.
Your new family member can stay in a separate, comfortable room at the beginning, along with her or his food, water, scratching post, toys, and bed. Also, keep the litter box there, a distance from the food.
It's a good idea to soon let the two felines start to get to know each other by rubbing a towel on one and letting the other cat smell it.
Gradually, let them come together for enjoyable activities such as eating or playing while in your presence.
Before long, you will have two happy cat friends.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Rotarians help to prevent malaria in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. French and Ivorian members of Rotary International, a worldwide service organization, distributed 17,600 bed nets to pregnant women and mothers in 38 villages in the West African country. The €56,300 Rotary Foundation matching grant project benefited over 50,000 people. Nets were also given to a pediatric ward, an orphanage, and an elementary boarding school. Free helicopter transportation of the nets was provided by the France-based Handicap Without Borders. Our sincere appreciation, French and Côte d'Ivoire Rotarians and Handicap Without Borders, for your caring efforts. May all global citizens flourish in health and happiness.
In Econews, United Kingdom researchers find that flora in cities significantly contributes to carbon storage. The scientists reported that in the UK city of Leicester, 231,000 metric tons of carbon is stored in above-ground vegetation. Moreover, the ecologists stated that if 10% of Leicester's grassland were planted with trees, the carbon pool in the city could increase by 12%. This information is important in assisting the UK government to reach its goal of 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 compared to 1990 levels. Our many thanks, United Kingdom scientists, for highlighting the importance of trees and other greenery in urban settings to help halt climate change. May sustainable practices continue to be adopted by more communities to bring about a lush and healthy earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, South Korean Oriental medicine practitioners speak out for the vegan diet. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more munificent news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, marvelous news for a magnificent world. In veg news, South Korean physicians and dentists hold a symposium in Seoul to promote the compassionate diet. The group presented their goal of encouraging the plant-based diet for all to protect public well-being, respect life, and safeguard the earth. Dr. Ha Tae-yo, a vegan doctor of Oriental Medicine, is the co-director of Veg Doctor.
진정하게 건강은 진료실에 있는 것이 아니고, 그 환자분들이 그 밥상에 식탁에 있다는 점을 저희들이 분명히 하고 슈프림 마스터 TV 시청자 여러분 지금부터 안전한 채식을 함으로써 우리가 확실하게 건강해진다는 사실을 꼭 기억해 주시기 바랍니다.
With more than 200 members in the group since it was established in August 2010, participants declared that they will work to help people transition to the health-supporting vegan diet.
고혈압과 당뇨는 채식으로 치료할 수 있습니다. 임상 실험을 통해서 확인했고요. 저는 임상에서 채식을 적극 권장하고 있는 사람 중 한 명입니다.
Former Minister of the Environment Mr. Lee Jae-yong and National Assembly Member the Honorable Park Eun-soo attended in support of the event which served a complimentary nutritious vegan meal afterwards.
채식은 우선 자기 자신의 건강을 지키고 정진시키는 그 효과가 있을 뿐만 아니라 환경 문제라든지 이 지구 전체의 어떤 식량 문제까지 해결하는 그런 사회적으로도 평화 운동으로서의 의미가 있기 때문에
우리 사회가 채식 위주의 말하자면 이제 전통적인 한국 식단이 되는 거죠. 비베지 고거린
Hats off, Veg Doctor. May heaven bless your noble work to help South Korean citizens further appreciate the many advantages of the vegan diet for a more vibrant lifestyle and planet.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Table.
A man was struggling to get a table out of his house. His neighbor saw this and asked him, "Why are you taking this table out of your house?" The man replied, "I have to take it back to the shop to get the right size tablecloth."
And now for our viewers' hotline on Australian telepathic animal communicator Billy Dean on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you, Billy Dean. Thank you, Supreme Master Television. Viewer from Argentina.
Sweet viewer, It's great to hear from you. Telepathic animal communicator and vegan Billy Dean has given such profound and loving messages from our co-inhabitants. Such a blessing to be sharing our earth with such amazing beings. May heaven's grace be with you and all the pure-minded people of Argentina.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on the screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine wonders fill your heart with immense joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt-based Aram Online reports that the Swiss government has pledged a $3.2 million donation to a program that will assist Egypt in restoring a stable financial infrastructure through expanded job opportunities and easier access to financing for small and medium-sized businesses.
Visiting Costa Rican President Laura Chinchilla and President Felipe Calderon of Mexico discuss ways to maintain peaceful security while eliminating illegal drug trafficking, as they also agree to expand cooperation as part of their country's existing free trade agreement.
Featuring over 300 booths from several Asian countries, a vegetarian expo is hosted by the Four Guan Shan Buddhist Temple in the Formosan or Taiwanese city of Kaohsiung, with presiding deputy mayor Lee Yung-tae noting that the veg diet is not only healthy but also helps reduce climate change related carbon emissions.
A group of filmmakers receive permission from the Mexican government to create the documentary Revelations of the Mayans 2012 and Beyond, which will reveal first ever information from ancient Mayan forecasts about humanity's treatment of the planet and critical path on Earth.
Off the coast of Alaska, USA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials are able to disentangle a 5-month-old humpback whale from fishing line, with both the watchful mother, who had stayed close by, and her baby swimming freely away.
A family of seven in Malaysia who escaped from a fire that destroyed their home credit their tiny canine companion, Coco, whose persistent barking woke them at 2 a.m. so that they could flee in time from danger.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.